you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So how can comedy exist in a society where everyone is so offended? And why is the left so offended by speech? We're going to get into some of these questions with Adam Carolla. You know him. The guy is hilarious. He's done a billion different things in his life. He had the Man Show back in the day, which a lot of you guys know, on Comedy Central. He's been in movies. He's had radio shows, television. He's written best-selling books as well. He's got his own podcast, which was in the Guinness World Book of Records at one point. I don't know if they still are, but they were a holder for the most downloaded podcast. I think it's currently the number one daily downloaded podcast in the world. He's got a new book out, Everything Reminds Me of Something, as well. He's got a show on the Daily Wire called The Truth Yeller as well. So the guy's all over the place doing a ton of things, and he's doing the Lord's work because he doesn't back down to all these crazy people in our society. He still maintains a sense of humor. He doesn't treat them with kid gloves, and he just tells the truth. And that's the whole point of this show. And isn't that what we need more of in this country? I mean, comedians are supposed to push boundaries. That's the point. You know, so what does it say as a society that we don't even allow for humor anymore? And then I don't know if you guys noticed, but after someone literally tried to kill Dave Chappelle for his Netflix special, which was hilarious, and my favorite joke in that one was someone was telling him that they are after him, because you know he has been making a lot of jokes about transgender people, and they said, "They are after you." And he said, "Many theys or singular they?" So I thought that was hilarious. But after someone literally tried to kill Dave Chappelle, the media did an interview with the attacker where the attacker was like, "Oh, I'm bisexual. I was triggered. It's Dave Chappelle's fault. He needs to be more sensitive." So how far away are we from someone literally killing someone? And then the media on the left are like, "Oh, well, that the individual shouldn't have offended this person," right? Like giving victimhood to the person who was offended, when in reality, the person who's so easily offended is the problem with their society. So anyways, a lot of issues to get into, a lot to talk about with none other than Adam Carolla. So I hope you enjoy this episode. He was in his car, so some, you know, hopefully everything's clear. So Adam Carolla, here you go. I was reading that your parents did not give you a middle name, so when you filled out your driver's license application, you listed your middle name as Lakers as a joke. Do you still go by Adam Lakers Corolla?
Yeah, it's on all my documentation, every piece of official paperwork I have, and it'll probably be on my tombstone. Not that I'm even the biggest Lakers fan. I didn't have a middle name. I got tired of looking at that blank spot. And at some point, I just wrote the Lakers in because they were on one of their playoff runs against the Celtics or something. I guess it was on my mind, so I just wrote it in.
Well, that's like sometimes when parents like can't come up with a name for their kid and they'll just, you know, like Coca-Cola or something. It's like you hear this stuff happening. Well, that's pretty. Did you think you would be able to like get away with it, or were you like, they're surely going to be like, you can't do this?
I didn't give it much thought. I just wrote it in. And it wasn't my first driver's license. My first driver's license, I just left blank because I have no middle name. But it must have been when I was renewing it, when I was in my early 20s, that I wrote it in. So, and then they never questioned it. And it's now on, like I said, every mortgage and deed and, you know, certificate of authenticity. Everything I own is as a Lakers now.
That's awesome. When you look at comedy today and you're coming up with jokes, isn't society the punchline? Like, isn't it all a joke today? It feels like we're living in a clown world.
Yeah, I had that moment this morning. I was actually listening to Nancy Pelosi explain to the participants from Drag Race that they were essentially American heroes. And it was funny because earlier in the morning, I turned on the TV and every single channel was just running the Capitol hearings. And it was all just the same boring stuff. And I was just scrolling around and I found an episode of Lucy. Not I Love Lucy, but her second. She did a second sitcom like in the 60s. I just watched it for half an hour and saw how everyone acted and how they dressed and how they behaved. And then I heard Nancy Pelosi calling all the drag queens American heroes. And I thought, wow, we've really jumped the shark.
We really have. And it's like it's weird with the kids stuff because it's like, you know, whatever. If you're an adult, you know, whatever. But like just the pushing of this on children is just super creepy and weird. And like all the parents taking their kids to drag shows and like, it's like, would you take your kids to a strip club? Like I don't even understand what's going on. It feels like we're not even living in reality.
I think the deal is once you get the kids coached up, then it becomes reality. So I was sort of saying, you know, especially living in California, it's hard to justify shutting down a state, small businesses, you know, restaurants and beaches if the schools are still open. So what you do is you shut the schools down and then you go, hey, we have an emergency. The schools are shut down and now you have to shut down your business and your nail salon and your restaurant. So I think there's a thing about almost vetting it through kids. You know, it's almost like when they say, oh, this aspirin is safe for kids to take. Like, once it's okay for kids, then it just kind of is. And I think this is part of it. The other part of it is what I like to call crate training. Like, they need to get the kids crate trained, like you crate train a dog. You can't crate train dog or an old dog. You have to get them when they're puppies, and then you crate train them, and that's so people talk about indoctrination. I really just look at it as crate training. You have to get the puppies, and you got to crate train them so they're obedient. And then once they're obedient, then they're your subject, you know, for the next lockdown or the next whatever it is we tell them to do, they're ours.
Well, and like they did that with the vaccine stuff too. I think recently they're like, oh, it's safe for 5 and under, but they have like nearly like 100% chance of survival against COVID. So it's just, It's just ridiculous. But simultaneously, even though we live in this clown world and we're all sort of part of this joke that's going on, we have seem to, as society, have lost our sense of humor. Why do you think that happened, and when do you think that happened?
Well, there's, we're taking people and we're making them aggrieved. You know, they all have a grievance now. So we took everyone, broke them off into groups. So I used to do stand-up for comedy or TV shows for an audience. And the audience was just the audience. And now the audience is broken up. We have the African Americans, we have the Latinos, we have the Latinx, we have the Latinas, we have the gay and lesbian, we have the transgender. So now, within your audience, it's no longer just a audience, it's 14 subculture audiences, and you try to tell a joke that's not going to piss one of them off.
Well, and isn't that the whole point of, you know, what leftists try to do is they want us to be divided. They want everyone to feel like they're in their individual group as opposed to, you know, a country with, you know, common values and things that align us as Americans all sharing the same patriotism and love for country. I mean, isn't that the whole point, is to have the scenario that you just laid out?
Yeah, that's why that's all they do, is break everyone off into groups. It's nonstop. And yes, they can't do it from the outside. You have to do it from the inside. So once you've sectioned off a group, you then explain how you're a fan of that group and what you're going to do for that group. And then you go about to make promises to that group that are unfulfillable.
So, you know, when you look at that in the environment that we operate in today, can comedy continue to exist in our society?
Yeah, comedy will exist. There's going to be a whole subculture that just pushes back against that, and then you're going to end up with a different kind of comedy. I mean, the Daily Wire exists, and Tucker Carlson exists because they've been trying to shove this crap down everyone's throat for long enough that they've created an alternative space for people with alternative views who will flourish, because we're tired, most of America is tired of being force-fed all the crap. And that'll be the same way with comedy.
Well, and I totally agree with you in the sense of, you know, I think Americans are tired of this being shoved down our throats. And then there's also, you know, I think the majority of Americans realize the hypocrisy in it. You know, when, like, Ricky Gervais was able to say it to people's face in Hollywood during the Golden Globes when he said, you know, if ISIS started a streaming service, you would call your agent. I mean, so I think that's where a lot of this frustration comes from, people wanting to push back about this, because we know that the people that are shoving this down our throats are just hypocrites.
You know, I was kind of thinking about it earlier today, and basically what it is, There's only, I always say this to Dr. Drew, but there's only diet and exercise. It's really, if you want to lose weight, just eat less crap and exercise, right? And that's about it. That's the rule. That's the law. There doesn't need to be another book written on dieting. It's diet and exercise. But there are all these books, and there's all the, you know, Weight Watchers, low-calorie fudge, and all this stuff. But it really just kind of keeps getting back to diet. It's about hard work. It's about, you know, it's about showing up early and leaving late and not pointing fingers and not blaming. That's half of them. And then the other half thinks it's about government subsidies and racism, and we need to tax billionaires more, people need to pay their fair share, and we need equity in schools, and we need to lower the math test scores and affirmative action, all that. It doesn't work. It never works, but it does work for the people who run Weight Watchers, and that's Nancy Pelosi. Like, it does work for the small group of people who are in charge of the policies. They get rich. It doesn't work for anyone else.
Well, and that's basically what COVID was about, right? I mean, you had all the small businesses getting crushed, all the working people getting crushed, and then yet, Walmart and Target and all the big stores were able to stay open.
Yeah, it didn't affect anybody who worked for government. It didn't affect anybody in a white collar position who could work from home, it affected all the people who worked in the kitchen of those restaurants that were closed down.
You know, I think, you know, we look at speech just being one of the main targets, well, guns too right now, but speech probably primarily, you know, and like comedians are supposed to be able to push boundaries. That's the whole point. That's where, you know, humor lies. But so like, what does it say about our country right now where there's just this concentrated effort to stifle the speech of comedians, whether it's, you know, you've had this happen to you and recently with people trying to cancel Netflix specials for people like Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais?
If you control the speech, then you control the narrative, then you control the policy, and they want to control policy. So in order to control the policies, you have to control the speech, and that's why they've become speech police. It's been going on for longer than people think, but the Ricky Gervais's and the Dave Chappelle's have also felt that pressure, and what you're seeing is them pushing back against something that's being pushed on them. It's not a coincidence that both of them and their specials are making fun of transgenders. They're pushing on it because they feel like it's being foisted on them. So, you know, I think what the speech police will understand is they have no real actual power. Their only power is scared people around them caving. And the less those people cave in on an individual level or a corporate level, the less power the wield. I mean, you take a look at Black Lives Matter. 2 years ago, it would have been a death sentence to come out against Black Lives Matter in any capacity. Now it's no big deal. That's how this stuff works. It turns around pretty fast, especially when whatever it is they're talking about is untrue.
I think this is sort of like the problem that we have as a country is it's like everyone waits until things are safe to say what needs to be said. You know, like even like during COVID, like everyone was afraid to say lockdowns were bullshit. With the vaccines, everyone was afraid to question them, even though we had no long-term data. It's like we, or even like with police shootings, everyone was afraid to just say the truth and say the numbers don't stack up with this narrative that police are just indiscriminately gunning down Black men in America. Like, it just doesn't hold up, right? And so like we allow these narratives to take fold. And so like, isn't the time to speak out at the beginning to try to challenge these narratives head on to stop them from taking so much power?
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, you know, everyone's against the Holocaust now. Where were you in 1939? You know, like, that's the time you need to pipe up. I totally agree. I was vocal and against lockdowns and all the COVID crap early and often, and I took a beating for it, but I never cared. And this is not revisionist history. You can listen to my podcast. You can read my tweets. I said early, I sent a tweet out that trended, which is COVID is killing old people and it's killing sick people and the rest of you pussies got played and who's getting played next time. And everyone went nuts and some substantial people in Hollywood like call me and tell me to delete that tweet. And I said, no. And I just left it up and it's still up. I was never on with it. I was never about it. I felt it early. They didn't give us the ages of the people who are dying early, and that's when I knew something was up. Because they always give you the ages when somebody dies, and I wasn't getting any ages. And I knew the fix was in early. I talked about it all the time, and I became essentially a pariah.
Quick commercial break. More with Adam Carolla on the other side.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Ugh.
Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So when we looked at the fact that, you know, Chappelle, literally someone tried to kill him on a stage recently, what was so interesting to me is the New York Post, which is normally pretty good about stuff, but they did an interview with this guy where they give him like where he's talking about how he's bisexual, how he was triggered. And it's really Dave Chappelle's fault, because Dave Chappelle is the one who needs to be more sensitive. And clearly the guy wielding a knife that tried to kill him is, you know, obviously not at fault, because words hurt and words are violent. How far away are we from someone like actually maybe getting killed, and the media and the left are like, oh, well, he or she just shouldn't have been so offensive?
Well, the media has to figure out the optics of everything really quickly, you know, and figure out, like, what color was the cop? What color was the assailant? What color was the comedian? What color was the attacker? You know, what was the subject of the attack? You know, they have to figure it all out fast, and then sort of decide how outraged they are. You know, so if someone wants to, like, firebomb some Christian, you know, abortion alternative center, they're not interested in that media wise. Or if, you know, a black cop shoots a white woman in the face at the Capitol, not so much interest in those things. So they have to figure out what the narrative is to decide how much interest to show in whatever the subject is, which is a weird way to do news, if you think about it, you know? Like, what fits the theme and what doesn't fit the theme in terms of your interest in covering the stories. But yeah, something will happen at some point, and certain sides will be more outraged and certain sides will be less outraged. But, you know, what are the choices? I've been telling people people have been telling me to shut up for a while when it comes to my opinions on a lot of the directions we're going as a country. And I just tell them, I'm a comedian. I have to give my opinions. That's it. I can't water them down, and I can't curtail them so if they're more popular. That's my job. And if I stop doing that, then I'll go back to swinging a hammer. But I am a carpenter, so I do at least have a trade.
Well, I'm sure it's probably good to have a hobby, too. You know, it's like the world's so stressful. You need like a reprieve from it all.
Oh, absolutely, man. People have to get down to the garage and get hands dirty.
You know, why do you think it definitely seems like it's the left that are constantly offended by words and speech. Why do you think speech offends them so much?
You know, it's a crazy turnaround because when I started in radio in the mid-90s, if you got a complaint, if the program director came in and said, oh, we got a complaint, or we're getting complaints, we got complaints, it would always be the right to be some Christian fundamentalist group that was complaining about literally the language. So you said tits or something, and they got offended, and they didn't like the language you were using, right? So it was all from the religious right about 25 years ago. There was no such thing as the left or the progressive left complaining. And the progressive left, which does all the complaining now, doesn't complain about the language. They don't. You can swear your ass off. They applaud that. They complain about the ideas. They don't like your ideas, and they want to police your ideas. And that's much more insidious than policing the language. You know, we say language. Yeah, you have to police the language. Just don't say the S word or F word or whatever on broadcast television. They want the ideas policed. That's a much scarier proposition.
Well, and if that happens, which is the, you know, way we're trending, I mean, there is pushback, which is comforting. But if that's what happens, we sort of cease to live in a free society.
I agree. I'll tell you the real problem of where we're at right now. The left wants to police the language and the thoughts and to do all that stuff. The folks that voted for them are sitting around silently while they're running amok. But it's the right disagrees, but has always disagreed with the left. What we need is people who are Democrats, who are on the left, who are progressive, who have some clarity and some dignity to pipe up and say, even though this is my side pushing this, I disagree with it, and I'm not going to support it. We need that. We don't have enough of that. Of people saying, you know, I work with, I do a podcast with attorney Mark Garagos. Attorney Mark Garagos been a Democrat for his entire life, but he's intellectually honest, and he doesn't like what's going on out there, and he says it, and he knows it's his side doing it, and he's vocal about it. Fine. We need more of that.
So, well, you know, I guess Bill Maher is like kind of, but again, so these people are always so late to things. And that's just the sort, and Republicans do this all the time. They're late to everything. And then they're like, oh yeah, I oppose lockdowns. And I know you were there before, but a lot of these people weren't. And it's like infuriating to see them on TV. And they're like, oh yeah, lockdown. And it's like, where were you when people like you and me were taking bullets? You know, because we were speaking up against the grain and against the group think, and then they try to, you know, come to it late when it's the damage is already done, right? People are already out of business. People's lives have been taken, livelihoods or lives, right? Like all the suicides and overdoses and all those things that happen as well. But, you know, should people fear being canceled?
What you have to do is you have to position yourself now. So No longer can you just get yourself a job with a Fortune 500 company and or even a college and expect to be able to speak your mind and not be canceled. That's going to happen. But if you position yourself, you know, I've been saying whatever I want to say for the last 13 years, but it's because I positioned myself to be sort of independent and have a 16-year-old son who thinks like me, and I've told him a million times, like, say whatever you want, speak your mind, don't be afraid, but you have to get good at something. If you're good at something, they can't really cancel you. If you have just some, you know, cubicle job in some giant company, they'll get rid of you. If you're, and when I say good at something, it could be comedy, but it could also be welding. If you're really good, like a good carpenter, a good welder, a good electrician, you say whatever you want, you'll always work.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And I feel like you're good about, you've got, like, I was looking at the stuff here, you've got about a billion different projects going on. You've, you know, you've got a book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. You've written numerous books. You've got, you know, The Truth Yeller on Daily Wire. You've got your podcast. You've got, you know, a ton of things going on, which is probably the way to do it. So that way, if one dries up, you've got all these other projects that you're working on as well. You know, I wanted to ask you, I know you're tight on time, so I want to be respectful of your time today. I always like to ask people, is there anything else you want to leave the audience with before we go?
Most of what people are fearful of when in most facets of life, but certainly as the subject we've been talking about, you know, being canceled or ostracized or whatever, it's mainly just in the ether and in your head. It doesn't really exist, you know? Like, if just take a few days off of social media, it'll just cease to exist. Everyone kind of knows that feeling of, like, going camping for 3 days and not knowing anything and not missing anything. So, you know, definitely speak up, definitely speak your mind. And the only way to, we're really going to turn this thing around, we're not going to turn this thing around by you, Lisa, or me, or Dave Chappelle talking. Just like we couldn't do anything with COVID lockdowns. It was all the subjects. It was all the people that willingly went along with it. It was all the people that dutifully wore their masks outside and policed everyone else who didn't wear a mask outside. Those are the people who need to be turned around, who need to be converted, who need to be fixed. And if we can get to those people, then we can change society.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, it's got to be a revolution of some degree, and people just rising up and not accepting it. You know?
I would say to Dr. Drew all the time, like, everyone in California, when Gavin Newsom said no more outdoor dining, everyone should have said no. They can't police that. How could they police that? Every small business should have just said no. Every restaurant should have said no. They could never police it. And they would lift it. They would get rid of it, too.
Even just small things like not wearing a mask and, you know, just like small acts of rebellion against the lunacy of all of it.
Oh, every commercial flight I flew, when they required you to wear a mask, I was told an average of 21 times to pull my mask back up by the stewardess, an average. And I told my son, if you're wearing a mask at school and they don't tell you to pull the mask up at least 4 times a day, I will be very disappointed in you. I want them to follow you around and tell you to pull your mask up.
I got, I don't have a car, and I got banned from Lyft a couple of times, but I don't know. We live in an insane world, but it's important to laugh about it and at least try to find some sense of humor and, you know, sources of happiness, because there's a lot to life besides a lot of this crazy things that we're facing. So thanks so much for joining the show, Adam. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much to Adam Carolla for joining the show. You know, free speech is important to a society and just being a free society. And so it's important that we've got people like Adam and some of these other folks like Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais that are sort of unafraid in taking on some of the craziness of society and pushing back. So It was good to have him on the show and just appreciate what he's doing. If you enjoy the show, we're out every Monday and Thursday. Leave us a review on Apple if you don't mind. Leave us 5 stars. Leave us a review. We appreciate it. I want to thank my producer, John Cassio, for always working hard to put this together. And I want to thank you at home for listening.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.